It is a ritual that has been practiced secretly for generations. An act so disturbing, it is performed only under the cloak of darkness. It is the horror feared all across America.
Matt the Cat!
Mercy, I'm Matt the Cat, your furry leader, welcoming you to a brand new edition of the Friday Night Cat Fight Podcast. This week, in honor of Valentine's Day, which is on Sunday, the 14th of February, we're going to take a look at several different versions of the classic tune, My Funny Valentine. Now, the tune was written by Rodgers and Hart and first appeared in their 1937 musical, Babes in Arms. Billy Smith, the female character, sings this song to her lover, Valentine Lamar. And if you listen closely, she's poking fun at him with lines like, "Is your figure less than Greek?" But by the end of the tune, she's decided that she likes him the way he is and that he shouldn't change. We're going to have four songs in contention in the Friday Night Catfight podcast this week. I want you to listen to all four of them in their entirety. Keep your mind open, and then at the end, judge for yourself and voice your choice and vote for the one you truly dig the most. Up first is one of the greatest voices, not only in jazz, but music in general, Sarah Vaughan and her 1954 rendition of the song. After her, we have Chet Baker, noted trumpeter, who also sang from time to time with his classic version. Now, both versions were recorded in 54, and here's an interesting thing I discovered while doing research for this week's Friday Night Catfight. Sarah Vaughan's version was recorded on the 10th of February, 1954, and 5 days later, Chet Baker recorded his on the 15th of February. Now, Chet Baker and Jerry Mulligan had recorded the tune a few years before. That was an instrumental take. This one here is Chet Baker actually singing it, and it has become a true classic. Following Sarah and Chet, we have Johnny Mathis, who does a haunting rendition of the song from his 1959 LP, Open Fire, Two Guitars. Shows him on the cover in front of a hearth, keeping warm on these cold winter nights. And finally, the set will be rounded off by a 1979 recording by Declan McManus, better known to the world as Elvis Costello. His version originally appeared as the B-side for his 1979 single Oliver's Army. So there you go, baby. You're going to listen to four versions of My Funny Valentine. Sarah Vaughan, followed by Chet Baker, followed by Johnny Mathis, and ending with Elvis Costello. Listen closely and then judge for yourself which one you like the best. Happy Valentine's Day from Matt the Cat and the Friday Night Cat Fight. Here's My Funny Valentine.
Yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak when you open it to speak? Are you smart? But don't change mind you have for me. Not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine. Stay. Each day is Valentine's. Stay Valentine. Each day is Valentine, my Valentine. Each day is Valentine's Day.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, photographable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? But don't change your hair for me. Not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine. Stay. Each day is Valentine's Day.
You're ago. Yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? And when you
Cats and Kittens, Elvis Costello 1979 with My Funny Valentine. Before that, the 1959 version from Johnny Mathis. And before that, Chet Baker and Sarah Vaughan gave us their unique takes on My Funny Valentine. Now, which one do you dig the most? Go back to my website, FridayNightCatFight.com, and vote for the one you like best. Sarah, Chet, Johnny, or Elvis. Now, coming up in just a couple of days, we have Fat Tuesday, so you can get your final sinning in before Lent comes on Ash Wednesday. And last year at this time, I put together a podcast, a Friday Night Catfight podcast, over the tune Ico Ico by the Dixie Cups and matched them up with Giacomo from Sugar Boy Crawford. I went back this week and listened to that show, and I found it quite enjoyable. So if you want to hear some New Orleans music to get you in that Mardi Gras spirit, go on back to February of 2009 and listen to the Ico Ico Catfight. It's more than an hour of great New Orleans rhythm and blues. This week, let's end the show by getting in the New Orleans mood, baby. Going back to New Orleans, here's Deacon John Moore with a great song to get you in that Mardi Gras spirit. I'm Matt the Cat, where it's at. Feel free to email me, mattthecat@mattthecat.com, and I'll catch you on that mother of a flip side when it spins around here again next week. Have a great weekend, everybody. Happy Valentine's Day, and I'll see you next week.
back home, T9A to the land of the beautiful queens. I'm going back home to my baby, I'm going back to New Orleans. Gonna see Nene, my Pa Rang, Kuzan, and my Ma and Pa. Gonna plant my feet on Rampart Street and be there for the Mardi Gras. I've been to Cuba, South America way. I've been to Euro, Mexico is okay. Over in France, the chicks are really fine. I get my kicks below the Mason-Dixon line. Going back home, T9A, nevermore will I roam. Gonna get my fill of gumbo filet, cause New Orleans is my home. Land of the beautiful queens. I'm going back home to my baby. I'm going back to New Orleans. Gonna get me crawfish, jambalaya, red beans, and some fine praline. Gonna get some loving that will satisfy back home in New Orleans.